The park was generally well used, especially this time of year when the temperatures were pleasant. The hive of activity always gave her a sense of security, but tonight the lack of people encouraged her to run a little faster. The thick foliage on the deciduous trees crowding the trail made the early evening seem darker than it actually was. As she rounded a bend, she spied a jogger ahead and exhaled a sigh of relief. The tall, muscular man's pace was slow, so she shortened her stride to avoid catching him. Comforted at no longer being alone in the vast park, she settled into a modest pace and let her thoughts drift back over her workday. She'd started to worry that her boss and the owner of the company wasn't happy with her performance, despite her hard work and long hours. Then out of the blue, her boss called with an apology and an invitation to lunch. She loved her job with the prestigious lobbying firm, and after investing several years, she possessed no desire to look for another. She had found her passion in life. Thankfully, the communication from the owner earlier in the day removed a huge burden from her mind. The trail curved, and the jogger in front of her disappeared. When the trail straightened again, he was no longer in view. The straightaway was long enough that she doubted he could have gotten far enough ahead of her to lose sight of him, especially at the speed he was jogging. No benches lined the path, nor could she spy any side trails. He had vanished. The vegetation was dense and a haven for biting bugs, so she couldn't imagine anyone venturing off the maintained trail, especially as the light waned. Stopping her music and pulling the bud out of her ear, she listened. Silence, except for the chirping of hidden insects, ruled the early evening. She looked around and located nothing unusual. An uncomfortable sensation of being watched made her shoulders shudder. Picking up her pace, she struggled to visualize where she was on the path, trying to determine if it would be a shorter distance to her car if she turned around or kept going on the loop trail. Deciding she was somewhere near the halfway point, she forged on. Just as she decided her paranoia had gotten the best of her, the sound of running shoes hitting the hard paved surface caught her ear. She glanced over her shoulder but saw no one. She tried not to let her imagination run wild. But the man couldn't disappear. If he wasn't ahead of her, he had to be behind her, close enough for her to hear him. This time the thought of company on the trail didn't bring any comfort. Fishing her cell phone out of the small pocket in her running shorts, she clenched the device in her fist, making her feel less vulnerable. Should I call someone and let them know where I am? She dismissed the thought and kept running. Another half mile passed with no incident. She began to relax, chastising herself for her moment of weakness. She'd lived in large cities her entire life and knew dangers existed, but seldom let those possibilities influence her activities. Focused on her fumbling attempt to reinsert the earbud to get the music flowing, she almost collided with the person who stepped out of the brush hugging the trail. She tried to dodge the man, whom she was certain by his attire was the same one she'd been following earlier, but he grabbed her upper arm and yanked her toward him. She dropped her earbud and cell phone as pain shot toward her wrist. She struggled to think clearly, knowing she needed a plan, but the fear of dying pushed all ideas from her mind. He spun her around so her back was pressed tight against his hard chest. With one of his arms firmly across her neck, she couldn't see his face. The increasing pressure on her windpipe made it difficult to breathe or to scream out for help. She tried to kick backward at his shin, but he was too close for her to inflict much damage, and the futile attempts only made her lose her balance. Squirming and struggling, she tried to pry his arm away from her throat with her free hand, but his grip was like a vise. His stranglehold tightened. Desperation and lack of oxygen clouded her thoughts. A vision flashed through her mind of all the things she had yet to do and all the people who would miss her, encouraging her to keep fighting, to free herself from the man. She didn't want to die. Not this way. Not in the prime of her life. She scratched frantically at his bare skin, but doubted her stubby fingernails were doing any damage to his thick-muscled bicep. The attack didn't seem like an opportunistic random act of violence. Her assailant clearly knew what he was doing. He held her in a position that limited her options at self-defense, and his arms across her throat made it impossible to scream for help or plead for her life. If she did manage to get away, she had yet to see his face, so would be unable to identify him. The more she fought, the more her strength waned. As darkness threatened to overtake her, the sensation of being dragged off of the paved pathway pushed its way into her barely conscious mind. She vaguely registered the need for a weapon. Her vision blurred. She reached for a low-hanging tree branch. Her hand missed its target, and all went black.